From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting rallies in Gulf Europe over the escalating refugee crisis. Human rights activists, politicians, and performing artists marched to London's Parliament Square in solidarity with the plight of the refugees who are trying to escape armed conflicts. Newly elected Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn told the thousands gathered that the refugees could make the world better if given the chance.
The waste of human resources by the lack of human rights is one of the great crimes of the last and this century.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark, where local media reported demonstrators held up signs reading, "Refugees, welcome." Also in Stockholm, Sweden, around 1,000 people gathered in a show of support for a more generous government policy of welcoming refugees. But about 5,000 people joined a protest against migrants Saturday in the capital of Poland, as the government has opposed fixed refugee quotas proposed by the European Union. Egypt's Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned Saturday in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption investigation that saw the agriculture minister arrested on corruption charges just days ago. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has asked outgoing petroleum minister Sherif Ismail to head a new government within a week after accepting Malab's resignation. Key portfolio holders, including the defense, interior, and foreign ministers, are expected to remain in the new government, which will be responsible for overseeing long-delayed parliamentary elections that take place in phases beginning in October. This is VOA News. Saudi officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The huge crane crashed through a ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers just days ahead of the annual pilgrimage at one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's defense authority, Suleiman al-Amr, said that high winds during a storm caused the disaster. Prince Khalid al-Faisal, the governor of the Mecca region, has ordered an investigation into the incident and was headed to the mosque on Saturday. Two Russian military cargo planes carrying 80 tons of humanitarian aid have arrived in Syria to set up a tent camp for more than 1,000 refugees. That came as the main Syrian opposition group blasted Moscow over its military presence in the predominantly Arab country. Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Kornenshikov said Saturday that the humanitarian aid included materials for setting up camp, including beds, mattresses, stoves, water cisterns, and food. U.S. President Barack Obama has expressed concern about Russia's increased military activity in Syria. Philip Breedlove is NATO's Supreme Allied Commander for Europe.
We, like you, are watching this with concern. We don't truly understand yet what it is that Russia is going to do in Syria. We have heard everything from humanitarian operations to combat operations. So it remains to be seen what this will be in the end.
The Syrian National Coalition condemned what it called direct Russian military intervention, describing such a step as hostile behavior. A cooking gas cylinder exploded Saturday in a crowded restaurant in central India, killing at least 89 people and injuring many others. Police said that the death toll had risen throughout the day as rescue workers continued to extricate bodies from under the rubble. About 100 people were injured in the blast, 20 of them seriously, and were transported to hospitals for treatment. The inspector said that detonators were stored illegally in a room adjacent to the restaurant. The eatery, about 950 kilometers south of India's capital, New Delhi, was packed with people having breakfast when the powerful explosion occurred. And Yemen's Shiite rebels intensified attacks against pro-government forces Saturday in the southern city of Taiz. The fighting left at least 14 people dead. For more, visit our websites. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.